believe I've had another flash of genius.
Really, Ned? First the bread decruster and another one too? This is going to be a very big day for you.
Yeah, but the decruster's still in development, so that doesn't really count. No, I'm thinking it would be just a little bit of Christmas magic if we put a Possum Tails ball cap, a Possum Tails t-shirt, a Possum Tails pen made from a branch of a tree.
How about adding a Possum Tails activity book?
Please don't interrupt me. I'm in the genius zone. And then we put a Possum Tails activity book too, and we put it all in a fashionable drawstring backpack. And then we call it, Joel, drumroll please.
I have no drumroll, Ned.
And then we call it the Possum Tails Christmas Cornucopia Bag of Happiness.
That's the swag bag, Ned, all ready to go in the warehouse?
We planned that some time ago, the Possum Tails swag bag.
Oh, well, a way to take my idea and run with it, fellas. Good work. Just zip on over, everybody, to pawsandtails.org and get your Ned's Genius Idea swag bag.
Oh, stop tape.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Ah! Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. It was a beautiful summer morning in the town of Wildwood when the word went out that Stacy had called an emergency meeting at the clubhouse. Eager to learn the nature of this emergency, Ned and CJ had arrived there first, with Marcia arriving just moments later. But it was a good 30 minutes when...
I'm here! I'm not late! Present and accounted for! Right on time and not at all late!
It's okay, Goose. We're still waiting for Stacy.
How rude! How can she just keep us waiting here like this? It shows a complete lack of respect for other people's time.
You were late.
Well, I think Stacy's what we need to focus on here.
Hi, guys.
Stacy, do you have any idea how long we've been waiting for you?
Sorry I'm late, but I had to stop at the general store to get this.
A poster?
Read it. Attention go-kart enthusiasts. You are hereby invited to enter the first annual Wildwood go-kart races.
Look down here at the bottom.
First place winner receives an extra colossal super duper triple scooper banana split from the soda counter at the Wildwood Pharmacy.
That's the emergency you called us here for?
The race is tomorrow. And we haven't even started building our go-kart. If that's not an emergency, I don't know what is.
But the poster says the race is for go-kart enthusiasts. Are we enthusiasts?
Of course we are.
Well, speak for yourself. I may be a lot of things, but I am no enthusiast. Never been an enthusiast, never will be. And if anybody says any different, they're a liar.
You don't know what an enthusiast is, do you?
No idea whatsoever.
Enthusiast just means you really like something. And we all really like go-karts, right?
I do.
Sure.
You bet.
Who doesn't like go-karts?
Then this race is for us. But we'll have to work quick. Everybody split up and go look for stuff we can use to build our go-kart.
I'll look for wood.
I think I know where there's some wheels.
There's a box of nails in our garage. Maybe my dad'll let us have some.
I'll get the worms!
Why do we need worms to make a go-kart?
I just happen to know where there's some worms.
Goose, you're good at finding stuff.
Absolutely! Shiny stuff is my specialty. Anytime anybody in this town needs shiny stuff, where do they go first?
The hardware store.
Well, yes, that's true. But anytime they need old, useless, shiny stuff, I'm the one they talk to.
Great. Why don't you find some wire and something we can use for a steering wheel?
No problem.
I'll see if I can find some paint.
Try to get some red. Red's a great color for a go-kart.
Oh, and I'll get some yellow so we can paint beautiful daisies all over it.
And some more red so we can paint over the daisies.
This is gonna be the neatest go-kart ever.
I can't wait to see the looks on the other drivers' faces when I race right past them and fly across that finish line, the wind blowing through my fur.
Who said you get to drive?
The whole thing was my idea in the first place.
CJ has a point. If we all help build the go-kart, we should all have a say in who gets to drive it in the big race.
Hey, if I hadn't shown you this poster, you guys wouldn't even know about the race.
I know, maybe we should do paper, rock, scissors to see who gets to drive.
No, we should take practice runs, and whoever's the best driver gets to drive.
The way I see it, since go-kart starts with the word go, whoever's name starts with the word go should get to drive. Wait a minute. My name starts with the word go? Oh, what are the odds of that?
Let go, Goose.
I think somebody's pouting like a little baby just because their name doesn't start with the word go.
Did you just call me a baby?
Hey, if the diaper fits.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Except that you're a big baby.
You're both acting like babies. Besides, I'm the best driver. I should be the one to drive.
Hey, if you want to drive so bad, why don't you just go and build your own go-kart?
I believe I will. I'll let my steering wheel do the talking for me.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just cover for me. I'll see you at the race.
Well, if CJ's building his own go-kart, then I'm gonna go build my own go-kart, too.
Me too.
Me too, and my go-kart's gonna be the best.
Only because they've never seen a baby drive a go-kart before.
Goose, you better be quiet right now.
Why? Is it nap time for baby?
You'll find me at the racetrack. I'll be the one in the winner's circle.
Yeah, and it'll be easy to spot you because you'll be the only driver getting burped by his mommy. Oh, well, that's really not as much fun when I'm the only one here. In fact, it's kind of lonely and kind of dark and a little bit scary. I kind of wish my mommy was here. Hey, you guys, wait up.
Hi, I'm Ilza from Alberta. My favorite Puss in Tales character is Stacy Youngers, because I love Stacy's voice, because it's so silly. Wait until you hear what happens next on today's episode.
It's almost Christmas!
It is, Goose. I love this time of year. The music, the cooler weather.
And Jesus, Dave.
Yes, of course. It is all about Jesus.
And the bestest way to keep that top of mind is to listen to the Paws and Tails Christmas episodes. They're coming up soon. Or you could just hop over to pawsandtails.org and listen to them today.
Now, Stacy was bound and determined to build herself the best go-kart Wildwood had ever seen. So she took a walk down to the old lumber mill to see if they had any scrap lumber she could use.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, can I help you?
I was wondering if you had any scrap lumber you weren't using.
Yeah, you know we did, but a young beaver right about your age came along a few minutes ago and, yeah, we gave it all to him.
Ned, I can't believe he got here first. Is there anything left?
Sorry, he cleaned us out.
Well, Stacy's never been one to give up easily, so she put a little extra spring in her step and hurried to the hardware store to see what she could find in the junk heap out back.
Let's see what we have here. One work boot with the hole in it. No thanks. A used toilet plunger. Not even gonna think about touching that.
Who's that digging around in my junk heap now?
Hi, Hannah. It's me, Stacy.
What's with you kids today? Soon as I shoo one of you away, there's another one right behind.
I was just hoping to find something useful in here.
Let's see. Something useful. Come to think of it, you know what's in this junk heap?
What?
Junk! That's why it's called a junk heap. Why you kids love to mess with junk all the time, I'll never know.
So someone else has already been here?
Yep. That little weasel got here first.
Her goose!
That's the one. Found herself some cables and the metal lid off an old garbage can. Kept calling it a steering wheel. Then she asked if she could have the whole garbage can, too. So I gave it to her.
What's she gonna do with a garbage can?
Beats me. All I know is I want you kids to stop digging through my junk.
Hannah, don't you have anything you want to get rid of?
You mean besides you kids?
Right.
Well, I do have a rusty old wash tub in the back room that I've been hoping somebody would haul away.
A wash tub? That just might work. Let me see if I can find some wheels and I'll be back for that tub. Just promise me you won't give it to anyone else.
Sorry, Missy. This here junk heap is on a first-come, first-served basis.
All right, I'll hurry.
Realizing she didn't have a second to lose, Stacy made a flat-out run for Papa Chuck's workshop.
Papa Chuck, I need your help.
Well, hello, Stacy. You certainly look like a young cub on a mission.
I am.
Let me guess. You're wondering if I have any parts that could be used to build a go-kart.
So the others have already been here?
CJ made it first.
What did he get?
A piece of scrap wood and some wheels off a wagon.
Rats, I need wheels too. What about those wheels over there?
Those? Those wheels are pretty rusty. I don't think they're going to make for a very fast go-kart.
That's okay, I'm desperate.
Well, all right. Here you go.
Thanks, Papa Chuck. You're the best.
I just have one question.
What's that?
The big race is tomorrow. It's going to be awful hard to build a good go-kart all by yourself with so little time.
That's why I'm in such a big hurry.
So why aren't you kids working together to build just one really great go-kart?
Trust me, it's a long story.
That's what CJ said.
Figures. I gotta get back to the hardware store before someone else gets my wash tub.
Your wash tub?
Like I said.
Long story. I know. Well, good luck.
Hannah, I'm back. Do you still have that wash tub in the back room?
Nope.
What?
I pushed it out front there so it's all ready to go. That's it right there. I'm almost afraid to ask, but what exactly do you plan to do with it?
I'm gonna make a go-kart out of it. All I have to do now is figure out how to attach these wheels underneath.
Tell you what, if you'll advertise the name of my store across the side of your go-kart, I'll drill some holes in that tub, give you some bolts so you can put them wheels on there.
You got a deal.
I ain't finished. You also have to wear a Hannah's Hardware hat and a Hannah's Hardware shirt and a big button that says...
Hannah's Hardware?
No, eat at Cheap Charlie's.
Cheap Charlie's?
Yeah, it's my brother's restaurant over in Cucamonga.
So Stacy agreed, and soon the wheels were bolted to the wash tub, and she was pushing the thing all the way out to the edge of town. But when she finally reached the top of the hill where the go-kart races were going to be held, she was plumb dumbfounded by what she saw.
You? What are you doing here?
We're taking practice runs with our new go-karts.
And where would they be?
Mine's right here.
CJ, that's not a go-kart. It's just a tiny board with four wheels under it.
Oh, yeah? Well, just watch this.
Please tell me you're not actually going to try and ride that thing down the hill.
You bet I am. See you at the bottom, slowpokes.
That board is so tiny, he's going to get bounced off and land right on his head.
Whoa. Whoa. Ow! Oh, my head.
My turn. Isn't my go-kart beautiful?
Marcia, that's not a go-kart either. It's just a little kid's trike with a cardboard box over it.
And daisies painted everywhere.
Well, this is my go-kart, and I'll see all of you at the bottom of the hill.
That's a pretty big moose to be riding a very small tricycle.
She's going pretty fast.
If she's not careful, she's going to get thrown off and land right on her head.
Ow, my head.
I'm next.
Goose, where's your go-kart?
Right here.
What? That's just a garbage can with no wheels at all.
Wrong. It has a wheel. A steering wheel.
A steering wheel doesn't do any good unless it's attached to the wheels under something.
We'll see about that. I'm just gonna lay the garbage can down like this. Then I just crawl inside like this. Stacy, give me a push.
I don't feel good about this.
Why? Are you afraid my go-kart will win the race, you big baby?
On second thought, I feel pretty good about this. So long, Goose.
Whoa!
Wow, she's really moving fast.
Good thing she's safe inside that garbage can. There's no way she's gonna fall out and land on her head.
Ow! Ow! My head!
I was wrong.
Where's your go-kart, Ned?
Right over here. Doesn't it look great? I got all these boards free from the lumber mill.
It is a really nice frame, but it doesn't have any wheels.
Oh, it's mostly for looks. Besides, I wouldn't go down that hill. It's way too easy to crash and land on your head.
Help me get these rocks in my go-kart. I gotta make it heavy so it'll go faster.
That's a lot of rocks. It ought to be heavy enough now.
It's heavy, all right. Help me push it over to the edge of the hill. Okay, now, just one more rock.
Hey, it's going. It's starting to roll down without you. Jump in.
Oh, great. I thought you had it.
I thought you had it.
Hey, it's going pretty fast.
Wow. It's going...
Oh, man, a wheel broke off.
It's so heavy and sliding down so fast, it doesn't seem to be slowing it down at all.
There go all the wheels.
I think it's picking up speed.
You guys, get your go-karts out of the way, or they're gonna get... run over. Well, that's one way to eliminate the competition. And the wash tub's still going.
You think it'll stop before it hits the farmer's chicken coop?
I think no.
It'll stop when it hits the pond.
Or it could just skip across the pond like a big rock. This is not good.
Okay, now that big tree, it's definitely gonna stop it.
Well, at least now I know where I can get some lumber.
The next morning, everyone gathered at the clubhouse. Well, everyone except Stacy, who had a whole lot of work to do on a certain farmer's chicken coop.
If Stacy hadn't ruined my go-kart, I would have won that race.
Yeah, she ruined it for all of us. Oh, I'm so mad at her, I don't even want to talk about it.
Mind if I come in?
Papa Chuck, what are you doing here?
Oh, I brought some leftover paint. Bet it's enough for the whole fort.
Very Whoa. Nice.
Where's Stacy?
Fixing the chicken coop. Her go-kart.
I heard about that. Any of you going over to help?
I don't think so.
Well, this is the most out of sorts bunch of kids I've ever seen.
Well, Stacy crashed our go-karts. It was like a runaway train. We could have all been creamed.
So you're all upset because the go-karts you built were so good that you all had a great chance to win the race?
I feel a setup.
You all had pretty bad go-karts, didn't you?
Are you kidding?
Mine was beautiful.
Was it wrong that we all wanted to have our own go-kart?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with wanting your own go-kart, CJ. What do you have now? Bad, broken go-karts. Knots all over your heads, and Stacy out there working alone.
We could have voted for a driver.
If you'd all cooperated and worked together, I know you'd have built a great go-kart. You might have even won the big race.
It's too late now, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Abijah from Manchester, Pennsylvania. You know what I like to listen to the most? Paws and Tails, of course. Don't go away. We got Pocket Full of Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hey, everyone. Pop over to pawsandtails.org and download one of the radio scripts we have there. Record yourself on your parents' phone, reading it like you're a real actor. Then, just have your parents go to pawsandtails.org and head on into the clubhouse and upload it there. We'll use some of them inside an actual episode. Whoa! Let's start your new career as a radio announcer to the world!
Right up until the end, I thought he'd win.
It's all about the driver, am I right?
What was this called again?
The Extra Colossal Super Duper Triple Scooper Banana Split.
Oh, I can't believe we ate all that ice cream. I feel kind of sick.
Me too.
But in a good way. Oh, I didn't think we'd ever be eating this.
Hey there, you kids. Congratulations on the race. That was some driving there. Okay, hold on. What's so funny?
We didn't win the race.
We weren't even in the race.
So what's with the big banana split there? That's big enough to sink a small boat.
It's a reward from Papa Chuck.
We kind of learned a lesson, and he bought it for us. I can't eat one more bite.
What'd you do that was good enough for this? That's a lot of ice cream, eh?
There wasn't time to build another go-kart, so we went and helped Stacy fix the chicken coop.
Ah, I got it. So you work together and...
Right! When you cooperate and work together, in the end, everybody feels just sick about it.
That's not what we...
You crack me up.
That isn't even the point. Is it?
Goose, you're just a little off.
I mean, in a good way. You know what I mean. Okay, try this. If you crash a go-kart, always be willing to fix the chicken coop.
No!
I knew I should have been paying more attention. Okay, somebody give me a hint.
My own machine.
team, we might have won. It had been less work and an awful lot more fun. Oh, if we'd given up our pride and just worked side by side, we could have filled a go-kart. Next time we'll be so smart, trying to make a go-kart go. We'll look inside our own heart
and team up from the upstart.
Then we could get this show on the road, 'cause some things work much better with the whole team of go-getters. Now we know, know that's how you make a go-kart go. That's how you make a go-kart go. Yeah, that's what makes a go-kart go.
It works for other things too, you know.
To order a copy of today's program, The Great Go-Kart Race, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Great Go-Kart Race was written by Clark Corkum and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song Go-Kart Go was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.